Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. Today with me, Sam Main. Welcome to Q&A with Koloff, Sam.
Well, thank you, Nikita. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. And for our listeners out there, let's just share briefly kind of a little bit about Sam, where your family, where you live, maybe even what you do, Sam. Tell us.
Oh, thank you. I grew up, I'm not from North Carolina originally, like a lot of people live here. So I grew up in Indiana and then eventually moved down here after a stint in California for a while, and been down here since 2007 and actually love it down here. Have four kids, all in various ages from 35 down to 19, some on their own, some finishing school, that kind of thing. And then as far as like ministry stuff, I've been involved with Masculine Journey since 2011 when the radio show we did started back then. And so we've been doing that in the podcast since 2011. And then been doing men's boot camps, men's weekend retreats. We don't call them retreats, but they're a men's weekend. Been doing those since 2009. And so we've done a number of those. We do a couple of them a year. And just it's really been cool to watch God decide how he wants to grow and change the ministry as he sees fit. And we try to listen and follow his lead.
So Indiana, so what part of Indiana?
I was from the Muncie area, which most people have heard of that because of David Letterman back in the day. He would talk about Muncie, Indiana. But I'm from there, went to a school up there called Ball State University, which I'm sure some people might have heard of.
Sure.
So went to college there, and then ironically went to school to be a teacher and never set foot in a classroom. I got into another field back at the time and quickly, unfortunately, made more money doing what I was doing than I would do teaching. So it's been great to see God use my desire to teach, you know, to use it for ministry stuff. And so I'm still able to fulfill that passion and that desire in my heart, even though it's not what I do secularly every day.
Well, we actually, Sam, have some relatability there. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I, too, graduated with a teaching degree from college. And although,
wow.
My major was P.E., physical education. Shocker there by some people. And then I had a minor in minor in health and a minor in coaching, and thought one day, you know, I might get into, you know, that my vision for my own life was, you know, to play professional sports and then retire and go into coaching. Teach only if I had to teach, like if they forced me into it or it was required or something. And so like you, though, so although I never formally taught, right? So I never went into formal education. But like you, I look back, Sam, I feel like, man, I've been teaching most of my life, whether it was teaching people in a gym how to lift weights or how to eat right, or, you know, obviously now, you know, ministry and stuff. But yeah, I've been, so we have some relatability there, Sam. Yeah.
Absolutely. And even where I work, you know, I work in home building, I work building houses, and I've done two or three stints as a trainer, you know, in different companies. And so God's definitely, you know, even though you may not go into the area you thought you might originally, he definitely continues to honor the skills and the gifts that he gives you if you just walk with him.
Yep, absolutely. So let me ask you, so are you a Hoosier fan growing up in Indiana?
Yeah, it's hard not to be. You know, you either like the Hoosiers, you like Purdue Boilermakers, typically one of the two teams, and I grew up an Indiana Hoosiers fan. It's been tough the last several years.
Yeah, the Big Ten, right? Of course, you know, so being a Minnesota, you know, Big Ten, you know, we're all... We got that in common, too. We got the Big Ten, you know, in our background as well. And so that's pretty cool. Well, you mentioned Masculine Journey and boot camps. That's actually, correct me if I'm wrong, is that where you and I, did we meet at the boot camp or we meet outside of that?
No, we met at the boot camp. We met at the first one you came to.
Okay.
It's the first time we met, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was thinking. So, because I attended your boot camp, I think, maybe a year and a half, going on 2 years ago. And then more recently, you guys put the word out that you were doing an advanced boot camp, which, see, I like that word. You know, you said we don't really call the boot camps retreats, and just like my man camp, I don't call it like, oh, you do that retreat thing. I go, no, I go, we don't. God's kingdom is advancing. It is not retreating. Okay. The enemy's retreating, not God's kingdom. So all that said though, when I saw you guys were doing the advanced boot camp, I just felt compelled because one thing, you know, for the listeners out there, they maybe do or maybe they don't realize is, you know, as a minister, whether you're an evangelist, a pastor, or whatever role of ministry you're in, you're giving out all the time, right? Give, 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 give. Mm-hmm. And it's not rare. It's rare unless you are intentional to find some time to go and receive. You're not going to have those many opportunities. So that's what I felt blessed by the Masculine Journey Boot Camp there is to be able just to take off all those hats of those giving hats, just go and just receive, set my phone aside, right? Not even be on my phone and just focus on what you guys are going to teach. Speaking of teaching, what you guys are going to teach so that I can just grow and learn and just enjoy a few days of solemn time with the Lord. And of course, this last one you had, I you may or may not know this, Sam. You know, I took 19 pages of notes at your boot camp.
Wow, I saw you writing a lot, so I knew you were taking some notes, but that's a lot.
And for those of you out there who are not copious note takers, can I just clue you in on something? Whether you're sitting in a church service or you go to the Masculine Journey Boot Camp or come down to the Man Camp, you need to take notes for a couple reasons. One, so you can later reflect back, see what maybe you journaled and wrote down, and or reflect back and see where you were at that time, and then look at, you know, kind of document where you're at now, and just have that documentation. Sam, if people wanted to find out more about boot camp, where would they go?
Thank you. Yeah, you go to masculinejourney.org. Organization. So masculinejourney.org, and it's got any of our upcoming events is at the top of the page, and there's other information on our website, but that's exactly where you would get it, and it's usually sitting at the top of the page of upcoming events.
Okay, because you do basically spring and fall, correct?
Yeah, we do, and then sometimes we'll do what we call entrenchments in between time, which is a 2-day at a church. We do a Friday night and Saturday, and we just got done with those last weekend. We had one and had 20-some-odd people down in Lexington, which is a really good turnout, and so we do those, and if we're having any of those, that'll be posted there as well.
Awesome. MasculineJourney.org. Listen, if you're a guy, is there an age limit on that? Like, is there a minimum age?
No, not really. What we tell people... you know, we go over some pretty advanced topics as far as things that men deal with, you know, and so if you're going to have a youth go, you know, make sure that they're mature enough to handle some of the topics that we talk about. But, you know, probably for me, Nikita, I thought my son wasn't quite old enough, my youngest son, to go. And And God orchestrated that he kind of had to go when I wasn't really ready for him to go. And he went at, I think, like 13, and it was actually, as you would expect with God's timing, the perfect time for him to go. It was a great weekend. He went and learned a lot, asked a lot of questions, and has been back, you know, multiple times since then. But, you know, I think just lean into God and ask him if it's a good time, and just realize we're going to cover some pretty serious topics that men have to contend with.
Well, and so on that note, I mean, today's world with what all of our youth are exposed to now, you know, they're not really, you know, those teenagers aren't really going to be hearing it, like, be shocked at what they're hearing. Like, oh, I never heard that before. They probably heard it a million times, you know, in conversation in school, in the classroom, the locker room, or wherever else. So, well, that's awesome. All right. Well, let's segue into your questions for me, Sam. I have no idea what you're going to ask. So the curious to see, fire away with your first question. So,
okay, I will do that. The first question I have is, what unique passion for ministry has God placed on your heart?
What unique path for ministry?
Passion for ministry.
Passion.
So, okay. Yeah, has God placed on your heart? Where does he pull at your heartstrings to say, I need you in this space, Nikita, because this is what I made you to do?
It's a great question. I'm going to give, I think, maybe a twofold answer to that, okay? Starting with the very first foundational thing he made clear was he gave me the heart of an evangelist, right? So more than anything, my heart's desire is to see people, you know, grab the old rugged cross, as my dad used to say, or come to the foot of the cross, surrender their life to the Lord so that their name could be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, their salvation secured, and that they would be in heaven one day. And so that's the very foundation of who Call Out for Christ Ministries is. From there, in 2006, I went to a camp out in Texas, and it was there that God just really rocked my world. And at that men's camp, and really put it on my heart to a passion in my heart for men specifically. Now, as you may be aware of, Sam, I mean, I do a variety, right? I'll preach on a Sunday morning. I'll do revivals, crusades. You know, I'll do breakfast, lunch, and dinners, you know, a lot of time, you know, men's events. And so a lot of men's stuff now in these man camps that Lex Luger and I facilitate every spring and fall. And similar to, you said, this entrenchment you're doing, you know, I just do it one day. I'll do it on Saturday. Initially, I did it, kind of split it up, but now I just do it on Saturday, you know, the man up intensive, and just calling men into their destiny, right? To man up, hence the name of the radio show and the podcast and my TV show, The Man Up Show, and these conferences and these camps to challenge men to step into their destiny and speak, you know, manhood and masculinity into their lives. And I think with the wrestling background, Sam, it gives me a certain certain level of credibility with men that they might, you know, I feel like they'll listen to me or Lex because of our past success, maybe more so than maybe others, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent. The Lord has kind of given us that leverage, if you will. And so those two things, evangelism, soul winning, and then calling men into their destiny is what I'm very passionate about.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Call Out for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world. You're listening to The Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page,
Nikita Koloff fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
That's awesome. So follow-up question to that one I hadn't planned on, but why do you think God has chose to put men, I know you answered part of it based on your background, but why do you think, because that's ours, is to reach men as well, but why do you think God is really calling for your ministry, our ministry, and other ministries to reach out to men right now in this day and age?
I think the timing of it is such that if manhood and masculinity were ever under attack, it seems as though, because there is a real enemy, just like there is a God, a creator of the universe, there is a real enemy to our soul, right? Satan, the devil, evil, yep, wicked, demonic. If we're paying attention, I feel like we're seeing the most demonic, evil stuff in our world today than in my lifetime anyway. Let me just say that, right? In my lifetime, I'll just compare it to my lifetime, that the attacks have been more intense and more in your face, like heightened out there in your face. Like in Boston not long ago, they had a, you know, I do these WrestleCons, right, where I go sign autographs and do all these deals, right? Well, in Boston, Sam, they had a Satan Con.
Wow.
In the city of Boston. And they had like they blocked it. My friend told me they blocked the streets like with funeral processions and held up traffic for like 2 hours. People couldn't get out of the city, and it was crazy, right? And there are videos flying around on the internet of this woman tearing pages out of the Bible, and you know, she just had this wicked look on her face and as she was doing it, and so all that to say, there's been such an attack, and I don't think, not just the last few years, Sam, I believe the last several decades that it has been this attack on manhood and masculinity has been evolving. And I'm not talking about, you know, just being a macho guy, just for the record, right? I'm talking about men being servant leaders of their home, knowing how to love their wives well, knowing how to love their children well, and how to train them up in the way they should go, the admonition of the Lord, so they won't depart when they're older. Taking that role as a man, not to be domineering, or for the record, make sure people understand where my heart is at, not to be domineering in any way, but to just be a man. And I'm going to say this last thing. You know, when I look at David, King David, David was a warrior. David was a warrior, but he also had a softer side to him where he was a worshiper. And so there's a balance there. We can't be all warrior, can't be all worshiper. We need to, there's a common, a fine line there in being able to balance those two.
Yeah, agreed. And the only thing that I think you said it incredibly well. The only thing I would probably add, you know, looking around, not all churches, but most churches, what is typically missing most of the time is men.
Well, you men, know, and yeah,
yeah,
Sam, because a lot of church. Look, and I've preached in over 1,200. I've just stopped counting at 1,200. Many of those churches, I'm just for the record, in my view, this is just my view, are very feminized. I mean, you walk in, there's like nothing like masculine about the church when you walk in. I'm like, from yep, the color of the carpet to, you know, whatever. I'm not saying you got to put, you know, antlers on the wall of the sanctuary. I'm not saying that. You don't have to make it a man cave, but maybe a few toned down colors, you know, something that just makes it more inviting for men is as simple or maybe silly as that may sound for some. Like, come on, Nikita. Like, just make it more inviting for men, and maybe more men would have an interest in wanting to come. So,
yeah, it's a great point. It's a great point.
Yep.
I did have one other question. If you still have time.
Yep, we got time for one more. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, what would you say has caused your faith to grow the most in your life?
You know, what immediately comes to mind is there's for me personally, there's four key factors for me that has helped me to grow in my walk with the Lord. And so those of you out there taking copious notes, get ready to write. Here you go. Speaking of note taking. So here's the four things for me, Sam. I'll just name them and then I'll maybe just speak a word or two into it. So the word, the Bible, period, plainness, the word. Now, I do a lot of reading. Now, I read a lot of books outside of reading the Bible, but foundationally, I've got to read the Bible every day. I've got to be in the Word every day, learning what it says, learning who I am to become. And I learn that best from the Word. So the Word, worship is another key factor for me. Prayer, and then relationships. And so I spent time in the Word every day, reading the Word. You know, I've memorized some of the Word over the years, and I read chapters a day sometimes, and I read the Bible through every year now, and that's just something the Lord prompted me to do. Repetition is the first law of learning, and so you can't read the Bible enough. Read it and learn something new every single time you read it. Reread it, even if you read it before, and the Lord just brings an enlightenment, a revelation of something from the Word, and so the Word, worship. I spent my drive up to the radio studio. I had a 1 hour worship set playing through my Bluetooth in my car, just renewing my mind with worship and the Word, cleansing my heart with the worship. And there's so many good worship sets out there now that are some of my favorites. Sermons. I mean, I've got a half a dozen favorite guys. I mean, if I've listened to one of Alistair Begg's sermons, I've listened to, I don't know, 500 of his sermon. I mean, a lot of them, right? So the Word, so whether it's reading my Bible or listening to other sermons, the worship, developing my prayer life, enhancing my prayer, my communication with my Heavenly Father, and that's probably where I'm the weakest. And what I mean by that is I do really well at telling him everything I need. I don't do super well yet at waiting for the answer though, you know? So I'm working on listening, to being quiet before the Lord and listen, and then lastly, relationships. And by that meaning, I've got key relationships around me. You know, whether it's we call them a battle buddy at our man camp, or some might call them an accountability partner. My pastor is one of my accountability partners. Lex Luger is another one. So I have several key guys around me that I do life with, and just who sharpen me. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens the countenance of his friend. And so those are the four key components, Sam, to me growing in my faith, growing a more passionate, intimate, loving relationship with my Jesus.
That's awesome. Thank you, Nikita.
Yeah, great questions. Thank you for being on the show today, Sam Main. And hey, if we interested you in finding out more, learning more about Masculine Journey, go to masculinejourney.org, and I would encourage you to consider attending one of their boot camps. whether it, you got to go to the basic boot camp first, and then you can go to the advanced boot camp after that. So, Sam, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Nikita.
And thank all of you for tuning in to another episode, Q&A with Koloff. Hey, go out today and make it your best day ever. Tune in again. God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Are you looking for the perfect gift for your pastor? Well, look no further. Bless him with a trip to the Holy Land with yours truly, Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. I'll be hosting this once-in-a-lifetime trip December 27, 2023 to January 5, 2024. Your pastor will never be the same.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.